Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. Back with us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
On this Tuesday, let's start with the Regents exam. You have a story in the paper today. As the Regents are preparing to create a panel tasked with evaluating the value of the exams themselves.
Yeah, that's right. The State Board of Elections is considering a possibility of scrapping the state's high school Regents exams. The tests have been almost an educational rite of passage for generations of New Yorkers. The Board of Regents says they're weighing the change at a time when graduation rates are improving, but not fast enough. And some think that maybe the Regents exams hold some students back. New York is among 11 states that require students to pass an exit exam to graduate, but some question the effectiveness of those exams at a time when other state standardized tests have really been under fire by teachers and parents. Washington State recently eliminated tests similar to the Regents, and New Jersey's governor has vowed to do the same. New York Regents exams are particularly rigorous, requiring students to pass five of those tests in order to graduate. Neighboring Massachusetts and New Jersey require three and two, respectively. And we'll see if parents and grandparents' nostalgia for these tests leaves them feeling differently about the Regents than they did about other standardized tests, which saw lots of students opt out over the last several years.
And on top of all this, the state is now looking for a new education commissioner.
Yeah, that itself was a surprise last week. The Board of Regents seemed kind of shocked when Mary Ellen Elia announced that she was going to leave the position for another post in the fall. So, yeah, lots of change and potential for chaos in the state education department.
From there to a heartbreaking story. It started 8 years ago with the death of an Albany teen, and we're looking at the judge's decision in that case, which, according to the paper, has shocked prosecutors and others.
The fellow's name is Jalal Vanderhorst. His own attorney was surprised by State Supreme Court Justice Peter Lynch's decision to cut Vanderhorst's 25-year prison sentence down to 12 and a half. In April of 2011, Vanderhorst, who was 16 at the time, stabbed Tyler Rhodes to death in what appeared to be a fist fight, but Vanderhorst had a knife in his hand that occurred not far from where FBI headquarters is over on near the South End. Vanderhorst was convicted of a first-degree manslaughter and sentenced to 25 years in prison, but Peter Lynch yesterday, the judge, declared that prosecutors did not weigh Vanderhorst's age when they prosecuted him, and they should have considered the possibility that someone as young as 16 years old might not have had the fully formed mind to make a conscious decision about what he was doing as maybe an older person would have. Prosecutors were criticized by Lynch yesterday, as were the jail guards. Vanderhorst has had a number of problems in prison. He's been sent to solitary confinement for disciplinary matters. But Lynch, in addition to criticizing the DA, also took state jail guards to task, claiming that they both investigate and then impose the punishments on prisoners who allegedly misbehave. Albany County District Attorney David Soares called Lynch, quote-unquote, an outlier judge, and really slammed Lynch's decision, saying he was concerned that it sends a message to others in the community that 12 and a half years is a sufficient punishment for taking another person's life. The DA's office is going to appeal. We'll see where this case ends up once it's in the appellate division.
Mike, thanks. We'll catch up next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave. See you next week.